What's up? It's your girl Lex and we are back. Come have a seat at the red sofa, you guys. The world is wicked. So, since the last time I've been on this podcast, I was living my best life. Well, as everyone knows, that all changed in a month. So, yes, talking about COVID-19, coronavirus, SARS renamed. It already has so many different names for it already. It is god darn ridiculous. So the world is in a uproar right now. As you guys know, there's no toilet paper, there's no hand sanitizer, there's no soap, there's no food, there is nothing. Talk about the fucking Walking Dead. We are living in those days. This is the shit you only see on TV, but obviously we're seeing it now. In a matter of a month, you guys, the world flipped over upside down. It literally went to shit. So right now, let me give you guys an update of what's going on in my life. So my job literally said yesterday, oh yeah, we're gonna close for 2 weeks. We're gonna be back up April 1st. Shit is fucking real. They done closed down the NBA. They done put a curfew. Well, not even a curfew, but it is a curfew because everything is being shut down by 8 o'clock. So I assume that is a curfew. Everything is just, it's crazy. And now they're saying no contact with anyone whatsoever. Everyone has to stay inside for at least 2 weeks, just so that we cannot keep being in places and keep bringing up numbers of people getting sick. Everyone needs to stay inside. And for you guys that's making memes, for you guys that are laughing, all the people that think they're not going to get affected by it, I'm sorry, boohoo. Stay your ass inside because you won't have, there's literally Idris Elba, but he literally said he has coronavirus and he didn't know. He just literally came in contact with someone that had it. He didn't know that he had it, but he decided to go get tested just in case. And boom, guess what? He came back with coronavirus, but he said he didn't have any symptoms. So for all of you guys that are walking around and trying to act like, oh, it can't touch me, oh, I'm not, you know, you guys, there's really probably no symptoms and you guys are probably carrying it. And when you're carrying it, if you go see your mother or you go see your grandmother or, you know, younger children with low immune system, babies, newborns, whatever, they're going to get it. That's why they're saying stay inside. You guys thinking with your ass and not with the head on your fucking shoulders. That's why. You might not have it, but you can carry it. It's airborne. Anyone can cough, and as if you walk through that shit, you're done. You know, like literally germs stay on plastic and steel for at least 2 days. That's why you have to disinfect. And everyone that's going to the store and buying hand sanitizer and disinfectant sprays, all that, I hope you guys are actually using the shit the correct way. No, you're not actually, because you guys are actually reselling the shit on Amazon and you guys are reselling the shit online for double the price than what you fucking paid for, or double the price of what it's worth. You guys are really fucking sick. Sorry. Like, it's ridiculous. I go into the store just to do a normal grocery shop because, you know me, I honestly, I'm up to date on this conspiracy shit, so none of this is really, it's bothering me, but it's not bothering me because at the end of the day, this too shall pass. Just like everything else passed, this too shall pass. But for those who are scared, I mean, I understand why you're scared. There is a lot to be worried about, but this too shall pass. So I go into the grocery store, y'all, and like, there's literally nothing. I go, the medicine is wiped out. It's literally like a zombie apocalypse. Like, the calm before the storm. And it's scary because it's like you don't know whether to really go out there and get prepared for what's coming, or you know this, like I said, too shall pass. So they're, you know, but it's just wicked. The world is really in an uproar right now. It's turned upside down. Everything's closing. Schools are already closed. Everything is online. And then I hear that they're shutting down online. So it's like, I don't know what the hell to do. So yeah, I'm in quarantine, I'm guessing. I'm, you know, supposed to stay inside for 2 weeks. So we're going to see how this goes. So this would be, you know, part one of my quarantine chronicles, I'm guessing. So this is just part one on basically what is going on. And then I'm going to update you guys every day on how my 2-year-old daughter is probably going to run my damn head into a wall while I'm here. But it's very, very crazy. And then it's like, okay, it's being said that maybe this won't even end until like August. And possibly even more longer. That's why they're saying stay inside. So we cannot keep spreading the shit. But nobody wants to listen. So to each its own. But it's just wicked. Because, you know, people are out of jobs. You know, kids don't have school. They're not going to graduate. Like, in a matter of a month, this world just turned upside down. And they tell you, wash your hands, make sure you don't touch your face, don't even touch your ears, don't touch nowhere near any, like, just make sure. And it's sad that it takes all of this for people to really wash their hands and use hand sanitizer and wash their ass, I guess, because they're taking all the toilet paper. I'm not sure for what yet, but when I'm running out of toilet paper, I guess I'll figure out why they got toilet paper. But for right now, it's just like, you could just wash your fucking ass. Just wash your ass. Take a cup of water, soap, wash your ass. If it's, you know. But like I said, to each its own. So now, like I said, I got 2 weeks off of work. Hopefully I go back to work. Like I said, we never know. I got enough snacks for a week's worth of snacks, I guess. Because, you know, I'm not... didn't take it serious, and half of the shit is gone already. And you know, this is what happens when people just panic and people just go buy shit because they're just like, But you guys just let me know, what are you guys doing during this time? Are you guys off of work? Are you off of school? Did you guys, you know, is anyone around you sick? How are they feeling? How is that going? Like, because it's scary, because a lot of people don't even, all the people that are sick are not really saying anything. They're not saying there's, you know, like, they're not letting us know how this whole thing is going to unfold. So it's scary. So if you're experiencing it or anything, you know, you can always, you know, reach me on let me see, Instagram. I need to switch my name back, but Instagram, pretty good. I'm pretty sure you guys know. Because I just switched my Instagram name, which I'm about to switch it back, because then this is why I don't switch it, because then I don't know what the name is. So yeah, this is crazy, you guys. I'm just like scrolling through a lot of like things on Facebook, and it makes me want to just turn the phone off and turn everything off and just, you know, stare at a wall, because everything I'm scrolling through has something to do with that, and it's just getting worse. So all right, you guys, that is it for this podcast. I just wanted to update you guys on what is going on since the last time I made this podcast. And it's just like, you know, this too shall pass, you guys. Nothing but positive vibes. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Just stay inside. Wash your hands. Make sure you're not touching your face. Whenever you go somewhere, make sure you always have hand sanitizer on you, no matter where you go, pumping gas, all of that. If you don't have gloves, make sure you have hand sanitizer. If you don't have that, make sure you have alcohol. If you don't have that, just make sure you have something that is disinfectant. Even vinegar can work for a disinfectant. But you guys just stay safe, stay healthy. And it's just, this too shall pass. It's going to blow over. All right. It's been real, you guys. Enjoy.